Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, Tucson and Radio Land. I am so excited to be here at Fresh Start Show. It is awesome. It is awesome. And we're looking to have a great time. So again, it's Saturday morning, so I'm sure you want to get your oatmeal and your Captain Crunch and your Apple Jacks and a piece of toast and some orange juice and some Starbucks coffee. Go ahead and get it, because look, we got an awesome show. Looking forward to a great time. My name is Dr. Holt. I am the CEO and I'm the founder of Fresh Start. And we're excited because this is our first episode, our first show of the Fresh Start Show. And we're going to be talking into the issues in regards to mental health, justice reform, and also with the struggles that formerly incarcerated individuals have. And so, listen, it's very important that we are talking into these issues, because we know that when you go to prison and you get a felony, it is extremely hard. It is very challenging. It is very difficult to get back in the driver's seat of your destiny. It's very difficult to get back on your feet. We know that if you get a felony in this country, it's going to be extremely hard to get a job. It's going to be hard to get housing. And this is another reason why we see recidivism taking place in our communities and in our agencies and in prison system, is because people sometimes get discouraged and get hope, because it seemed like the harder that they're working to move five steps forward, they're kicked 10 times back. And so we hear it all the time that when we get out of prison, there's very limited resources, or if there's resources out there, we don't know exactly where to get them. And if we find out where to get them, we don't have the resource or the transportation to go after it and how to get it. And so these are many of the issues that men and women that has been formerly incarcerated is struggling with today. And I'm happy to say that as the founder of Fresh Start, I wanted to bring some solutions to many of those issues. And so today we got a great show. We're going to be talking about many of those issues. I'm sure you probably can relate to this. Either you have been in jail or you have been in prison, whether if it's state or federal, or you know a family member, you know a friend or a community member who has been formerly incarcerated. And let me tell you, it's no secret that their struggles is very, very real. And so on today on our show, I have a very special guest. His name is Kenny Key. That we're going to be bringing him on to the show right now, and we're going to be talking about those issues. And we're so happy to have Reverend Kenny Key with us on today. And he can tell you the story about his experiences, the struggles, and also the benefit of him participating in one of our Fresh Starts events. And so, Kenny Key, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Holt. How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you so kindly for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Holt.
All right. Glad to be here. Very honored to be here. And just can't wait to share some of the things that I went through as a felon, and some of the benefits from your Fresh Start program.
Awesome. Awesome. And so we're happy to have you on, because I know you've had the true real-time experience of what it's like to be incarcerated and the experience of it, and then when you got released and things of that nature. And so we're going to talk about this. So let me give you a little data, because I'm big on numbers and data. We know that our nation in the United States, we overly incarcerate individuals in the United States, you know, and a lot of that came from the tough on crime type of policies. And we know that when we were working on that from the 70s and the 80s, and especially when the drug epidemic started hitting a lot of our communities, in particular communities of color, that everyone had that tough on crime mindset. And it looked good on paper and it looked good on commercials, but it most definitely impacted many of our communities, in particular poor communities and communities of color. And we have way too many people sitting in prison that probably should be getting some interventions and other things, far as mental health or far as with substance abuse and things of that nature. And the reason why we have a Fresh Start show is because, again, we want to talk about those issues and not only talk about it, but be about justice reform, about, you know, impacting legislation and impact policy. And one of the things we looked at for Arizona, we have 36,266 men and women who are locked up in Arizona prisons. And what we realize is in Arizona, we have the eighth highest per capita incarceration rate in the world. And when we look at individuals who've been incarcerated who has a felony, we have, there's a law that talks into disenfranchising people with felonies. And disenfranchising mean that because they have a felony, they won't be able to participate in certain things in the state, far as gun rights, far as voting rights and things of that nature. And so in Arizona, there are 221,170 felony people with felonies who are disenfranchised from voting, which is a very, very high number. And so I know that, you know, you being incarcerated and experienced those things and coming out of prison feeling like, man, it's hard to get a job, it's hard to get housing, and then I can't vote. That plays into you being, you know, feeling good about yourself, having self-value and all of that. So, Kenny K, I just wanted to take some time to allow you to come on the show to Fresh Start and talking to these issues. You know, feel free to give us a quick intro, who you are. I know him as a preacher of the gospel and a minister at one of our churches here in the city of Tucson. But I want Kenny to tell his, you know, little story, his experience, and also talking to the benefits of Fresh Start.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kenneth Key, preacher of the gospel. Also, I'm an ex-felon, amen, and also I'm a recovering dope addict as well. And most of my incarceration was due to my drug abuse. And I'm just here to share with you some of the things that I went through as I got out of prison and tried to manage myself in society. It was not easy for me getting out of prison. You think that, hey, you've done your time, it's time to get rolling. And that's not the case. It's very hard for men and women, I suppose, to, when they get out of prison, to adjust to society. It's like society holds that against us. However, you know, you find yourself just in and out, because, you know, society doesn't want to give you that the chance you need or give you that lift that you need. And it's so easy to revert back into the things that you know. You know, here's a perfect example. It was hard for me getting out when I got out of prison. I did over 10 and a half years in prison. I went down in 1993. I got out 2004. And things changed tremendously. While I was incarcerated, I did take classes like something like the Fresh Start class, reentry programs, stuff like that. But they didn't seem to help any coming out. Like I said, I did 10 and a half years, and just getting out, it was a whole different ball game. Everything was brand new to me. I had to start all over again. And you know, I had no clue on how to go about doing certain things. However, I did. I tried the workforce, and I've got turned down so many times due to my record, due to my felony record. Other than pick and shovel, there really wasn't no other jobs out there for me.
Let me ask you this question. Yes. Talking about the jobs, the workforce, which is really important, because I think a lot of people don't understand that once you have a felony, it's a difficult time to really get on your feet and get a job. Let me ask you this. What was your experience that having a felony in your background and you would apply for a job? What was the feedback you got from the employer?
Well, a lot of times the interview, it would go very well. You know, I would be clear on my application, because a certain section of the application may ask, do you have a felony record or have you been convicted of a felony? So being honest, you know, you put, yes, I have. Then they want you to explain. Well, explain what you did. We'll explain later at the interview. So now here it is. We're at the interview and we explain. A lot of times the interview went well, and they'll tell you something like, well, we'll see. We'll get back with you. And then what do you know? You never hear back from them. Or a couple times I've even gotten a job. You know, you're the perfect man for this position. We're going to hire you. As a matter of fact, you're hired. We just got to do a background check. As soon as that background check come in, you get that phone call. Sorry, Mr. Key, but due to your background check, we're unable to hire you. Things of that nature. And some places just wouldn't give you the time of day. If they knew, they would ask you straight out off the top, hey, have you ever been to prison? Yes. Sorry, we don't hire felons. And things of that nature. So it was very discouraging. You know, you're going from place to place, you know, trying to get work. And then, you know, not only that, when you get out of prison, you got fines and fees to pay, you know. Yeah. And then it was just horrible trying to get back into the workforce. You know, nobody wants to hire you with a felony on your record.
Right. Yeah. And then people don't understand, you know, how difficult it is. Real quickly, talk about your experience with substance abuse, because a lot of times people don't understand that the link between, you know, being formerly incarcerated, you get out, you get discouraged. Sometimes it can make you depressed, and depression opens up the door to self-medicate, because, you know, you just really feel bad. You really want to work hard. You don't want to just be a bum on the street, for how a lot of people would see it. Because we run out of time, but can you just talk real quickly into the substance abuse piece?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, you get really discouraged not finding a job. So you go back to what you know. And for me, it was getting into the dope field, you know, making money, hustling on the street, selling dope. Now, there's not me being an addict. There's no way I could succeed as a drug dealer. So I just fell back into my addiction, you know, because you fall back into the things you're used to. You know, without that chance, you know, hey, without that person saying, hey, I want to give you a shot, you're going to find any way you can to make ends meet. And for me, it was going back out, getting a sack of drugs and selling drugs. But I ended up selling drugs just to maintain my addiction.
Wow. That's very. Thought-provoking. Listen, so you've been in prison, spent 10 years in prison, got released, tried to get on your feet, realized it wasn't as simple as you thought. People tell you to go get a job, probation say, hey, go get find some work. You apply, you get an interview. It sounds promising at the beginning, and then they do a background check, your felony come up, and then either you don't hear from them and they just move on, or they send you that discouraging letter or email that, you know, they found someone else because of the background. So, and then on top of that, you know, you feel some kind of way, you feel down and out, you feel discouraged, you feel like I'm pressing three steps forward, I'm getting pushed six times back, what's the use, things of that nature. And so, yeah, most definitely, we understand this is what formerly incarcerated people are going through time out, time in and time out every single day. And we have to do better. We have to make sure that that we are looking really at policy and legislation in regards to reform. Really, this is my last question that I want to give you for the show is, after all what you talked about, you actually had a personal experience with our Fresh Start program. Can you talk into your situation and how Fresh Start was able to help you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I heard of Fresh Start through Dr. Hope. I said, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. And so I went and checked it out. We had a seminar. They used to do it every 90 days. They would have a seminar. And where they have students from the U of A, law students who are going to school to be lawyers, who will take your case free of charge. No, you don't have to pay them a dime, and they will restore your rights. So I gave it a shot. I went and got my rights restored. Not only that, I got a couple warrants squashed, and before you know it, I was back out there in the workforce, and not only getting jobs, but getting jobs in top positions. And my background didn't matter at that time, you know, through the Fresh Start program. I mean, they work with various different things. You can get your rights restored. You can get warrants squashed, tickets squashed. They even got a program where you could, if your license are revoked, you can get your license back on a month-to-month payment basis agreement. So this Fresh Start program really helped me out, and I'm telling you, ever since then, I've been getting jobs after job. Every job I get, you know, it's in a manager's position. So, and through Fresh Start, you know, it gave me a chance to clear that record. You know, they do background checks now, and nothing shows up. I mean, it's amazing, you know, what Fresh Start can do.
Wow.
It really helped me tremendously, you know, with my background and all. You know, like I say, I've had to turn down positions. You know, I get so many jobs coming my way when I go apply now. So I thank God for Fresh Start, and Dr. Holt, I thank you for sharing Fresh Start with me and helping me along the way. It's been a plus in my life, man. It really has. And to any felons, ex-felons that are getting out of prison, this is something that you don't need to waste your time going out trying to do it on your own. It's a group of men, it's an agency, Fresh Start, that's willing to give you a chance, you know. And I would really take anybody in need of a chance. I would really take time out to contact Dr. Holt and give Fresh Start a chance. It works. It worked for me.
So this is awesome. And I appreciate the love. Appreciate everything that you're saying. People need to hear it. People need to know it works. We need to make sure that we're presenting more resources for people who have experienced, you know, setbacks and rejection because of their past. What people don't realize is that when you have a felony, it's almost like giving you a life sentence, even though Reverend Key, you did 10 years, but look at the many years, even after serving 10 years, that you have to pay for having a felony. And that's just for so many other people. When you get a felony, it's really giving out life sentences. Is that if you do 5 years in prison, it's not going to stop following you after 5 years being in prison. If you did 20 years in prison, your prison history is not going to stop following you because you did 20 years in prison. You can do 20 years in prison, and when you get out, you still got to pay the rest of your life. And so that's not real reform. And so we have to do better ways to help people that get out of prison. To get in the driver's seat of their destiny. And there's many other issues. It's not even just about being in prison. We need bail reform. We have a lot of people that are poor sitting in jail, and because they can't pay $200 to be released, and so they end up staying in jail for 6 months and 8 months. They end up losing a job. They end up losing their home. They end up losing their car. Their car gets towed, and then they rack up all those towing fees. I mean, so there are so many issues and so many angles that we, as a Fresh Start organization, wants to address, and we want to call out those issues on our show. Our show is The Pulpit, to speak truth to power and to be a voice to the voiceless. And so we excited about the show. And Reverend Key, we want to thank you for joining us on today. Yeah. And real quickly, because I'm getting short on time, can you, in the next 60 seconds, just talk about how you felt when after Fresh Start? How did you feel? What was your emotions feeling like, man, now I can get a job, now I can, and not just get a job, but get a good livable income, something I'm proud of, something where I can take care of me and my family? Just talk about that for the next about 45 seconds.
Yes, I felt brand new, just refreshed. I knew it was a new beginning for me, and I knew that my dilemma wasn't my destiny. I knew what I had been going through. I didn't have to go through it no more. I was just had confidence. I believed in myself. You know, I kept a positive attitude, you know, and my self-esteem went up. I just felt great about me, you know, and Fresh Start just, it just has a way of just bringing out the best in you, because somebody is investing the best in you by giving you that second chance and that fresh start. And man, it was just a new beginning for me, and just a new start. And just, you know, and I realized that there's no limits to what I can do. You know, there's nothing that could set me back, you know, no more, because, you know, that's my past and it's gone. And it's just full steam ahead. You know, I felt like a new person, full of confidence and ready to go.
Awesome. Well, Reverend Keith, thank you, man, for coming on to the show. I know you're a busy man, and we're going to let you go. But thank you for spending time with us and telling your story and letting Radioland know, let the city of Tucson know, let the whole nation know the benefits of being Fresh Start. So, again, thank you for your time, and we appreciate you.
Very honored. Thank you. Thank
All right.
You.
Well, have a good day. Thank you, sir.
You as well, Dr. Hope. Thank you.
Well, listen, we heard Reverend Key's testimony about his history, his ordeal, his struggles, but then also his success, and that's the things that we're looking for. Listen, Fresh Start is an organization to work with individuals, help individuals who've been formerly incarcerated. If you have a felony, you made some bad choices, look, we are about restorative justice. We believe that after you pay your debt to society, you should not have to spend the rest of your life because of what's in the past. We want to encourage you that your future looks brighter, but you need resources, you need help, you need education, you might even need some help with mental health and some help in substance abuse, but you can bounce back from all your setbacks. Listen, we did an amazing event last year in October at the Tucson Convention Center. We are coming back again this year at the Tucson Convention Center this October, October 22nd. We want you to meet us there, beat us there. If you got any histories going on with felonies and being formerly incarcerated, you need a job, you need help, come down to the Fresh Start event this October on Saturday, October 22nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're having all of our courts, from city courts, superior courts, justice courts, juvenile courts, public defenders, the county attorney's office. We have a felony-friendly job fair to help you get a job. They're all going to be at the convention center this October 22nd. We're starting early. We want you to bring your family, your friends. We even provide child care if you need to bring your child. Come down to the Fresh Start. We are here to help you get back on your feet. Our mission is where everyone deserves a new beginning. And we believe that and we practice that. So come down and we want to help you get back on your feet. If you need a job, we want to help you get a job. If you got court fees you can't afford, and we need you to help you to pay those court fees or waive those court fees, listen, we're here to help. So again, this has been great. Thank you for your time. We're looking for an awesome time. So remember, tune in next Saturday. We will be here 7:30 on the 106 and 10:30 on The Voice. So take care. Have a great morning for the rest of your Saturday. Take care.